We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And a hot dog is a sandwich, by the way.
Good, bro?
Oh, I am good.
Yeah. Like, you can get something out there, man, and I appreciate it, and I got a bunch of texts saying they appreciate it.
Well, it's not like I didn't tell him also to his face when he was here. Well, yeah. It wasn't even like I was holding that in, but the fact that he, this many years later, is still maintaining that is a hot dog a sandwich was the wrong route to go is just galling to me based on the fact that that dude can't keep a job for more than a year and a half. That guy, like, I love the guys that'll tell you, oh, I've worked in 7 markets in 9 years. Really? Well, that means you're pretty terrible at what you're doing.
You got fired 7
like, that's,
times, huh?
That's not a feather in your cap. Love the people that tell you, oh, I'm on my 19th radio station. I've done this in 11 markets. Really? Huh. Well, you may want to give it up at some point. You don't sound like you're very good at it.
Oh, to get into coaching or something.
Right, yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Unbelievable. Yeah, and that guy could produce the White Sox games from now till the end of time. He won't be half as good a sports producer as Victor Bermudez, no matter what he does. Mm-mm. He could go to personality lessons. He won't ever be half a nice as guy as Alex Dono is for the rest of his life.
His
best talent was closing his office door. The only thing he was good at. That guy could close a door like no other. Wow, Ryan McGuire, can you close a door? Woo! Guy can close a door!
You're not sneak dissing either. You're saying his full government name.
Full government name, Ryan McGuire. You can go find him on Twitter if you want.
Man, they call that savage, Hawk. You got a little savage here. I appreciate it.
Well, again, like I said, I said it.
It's a 305.
Dolly.
God bless. Dolly.
And to tell the people my side of it, which is kind of miserable, is then you snap and let everybody know what's going on, and then I walk in like a bootlegging trustee and just smile and shake their hands.
Hey, Ryan, how you doing, my man? You
What's
okay?
up, Mr. McGuire? Everything good today?
You're the worst program director ever. What up, Crowder? Hey, fellas, everybody okay? Everybody good? How y'all doing? Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I tore him a new one in the hallway with everyone around. And it was not my best professional moment either. But I couldn't take that dude anymore. I knew I'd outlast him. Yes, I did.
Yeah, never mind. You don't need to assemble a crew.
Perhaps you know him by his radio name, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
You got it in. How many days we got, Solana? Maybe 1, 2 we got away from.
We're on a one-day streak of no Marjorie Taylor Greene.
All right, let's do headlines. Headlines with our own Alejandro Solana, who would have my right hand to God. Would have told Solana, listen, when you do weather, you're saying 90% chance of no rain. That's not funny. It's not. No one understands. That's what I used to hear when he would talk to me. Listen, when you're giving weather is very serious. As you know, we're going to play a 1953 jingle, and then you're going to say the weather, and I want you to say it as if you were 1953 radio host. The time and temp here on Sports Radio 560 QAM. I'll be behind my closed door if you have any questions.
With no pictures on the wall.
Nothing.
Miserable
nothing.
That office was.
And then.
Crowder, can I speak to you? Yes, Satan. I mean, Ryan, I'm coming.
Asbestos would have actually livened up that office. God.
Okay. Well, you didn't
all right. Go ahead, thing. Solana. Do it Ryan McGuire style. Let's hear it Ryan McGuire style.
The Miami Heat, they'll play the Boston Celtics today, 7:30 p.m. tip-off.
Okay. Big
no,
game.
No, we can't respond. No, we can't respond, oh, Crowder. He's just got to do time and temp and headlines, top of the hour. Close my door.
You know, the Florida Panthers, they beat the Tampa Bay Lightning 4-0 in the regular season finale. A playoff start late next week. The Marlins, a 5-2 loss in Arizona last night. Game 2 of the 4-game series tonight, 9:40 p.m. start time. Pablo Lopez. No nickname for Pablo Lopez. We just refer to him as Pablo Lopez. He's on the mound tonight for the Miami Marlins.
In the meantime,
NBA.
Too, that guy ruined the radio station's ratings, too. Like, when he took over, like, by the time he left, the radio station's share was down, like, 2 full share points.
In the NBA.
Perhaps you should have been behind your office door a little bit longer, Ryan. Fix the station more. Had you only been given one more year, you could have put us out of business. Our guy Jimmy the Donk has made the greatest Photoshop. I don't know where he found Ryan McGuire's face, but he put him on a hot dog singing Sports Radio.
Oh, the jingle. You got to find the jingle.
Can you find that, Solana? Do you have that anywhere?
I'll find it. I will find that jingle.
Oh, my God. He gets here. He's like, I'm really going to put my mark on this station. I'm going to make it sound like Wolfman Jack is broadcasting here. What? Wolfman Jack hasn't been on the air since 1971. That's right. That was the heyday of radio.
WQAM.
And don't talk over the jingle. Don't talk over the jingle. The jingle is gold. That's gold.
Knicks play the Lakers tonight, 10 p.m. The NFL, they'll release its schedule tomorrow, 8 p.m. Two specials airing on ESPN2 and NFL Network. That report brought to you by Dell Technologies. Dell Technologies and Windows can help you upgrade your business tech with the Small Business Month specials. Save up to 45% on PCs with Windows 10 Pro Plus business docks, monitors, and more. Work anywhere with Windows 10 Pro. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Weather from the DeBesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. 90 degrees right now in Miami. Tonight, the lows will drop to around 75. That's all we have for weather.
I'm reading all the texts. Thank you, all the texters. We know why you like the show. We appreciate it. There's a million texts. Somebody says, the fact that he remembers the hot dog is a credit of how good the show is. Anyone can sit and read stat sheets. Few can entertain and hold a crowd. By the way, few can entertain and hold the crowd. Had a discussion today, got very heated at my office. Almost fired one of my employees for saying Batman is not half bat, half man. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you having my back there.
People love it.
Yeah, now I'm reading all the texts. Everybody says the same thing. This is why we listen to the show. It's why we listen to the show. You know, it's a different day and age. I understand when there weren't a million different things you could listen to. Like, The people that are listening to us, are you flipping your dial around waiting for the hot topic of the day to grab you? Or else you're going to check and see what they're talking about? I mean, you can go check on 790. We're there, too. Or you can go check on 560. We're there, too. But are you then going to flip to 940 and find out what if the hot topic of the day grabs me? I want to know what the Celtics are going to do without Jaylen Brown.
Play basketball.
Yeah.
Deep insight here. Yeah, it's different. You're right, though. It is different.
It's
that
just
whole
different.
Yeah. You can go. I tell people all the time, you can go on any damn website and get 3 for 14, you know, for shooting percentage and the threes hit and all. Nobody wants to hear about that. They want to have fun. They want to be enlightened. They want to laugh
a
little bit.
And if they do want to hear about that, they'll get it wherever, like, they'll find it. It's out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they'll find it. This isn't the show for you then. I understand that. Like, that's the galling part to me. Like, when he writes on there, when you start the show, you've got to come out of the box with the hot. Like, no. I want to come out of the box and find out how Solana's trip to Puerto Rico was. Because he ate pasta at a Subway. That's interesting.
Bro, that Subway segment ran him hot, boy. Ooh.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? Could you imagine?
Y'all would have came to fisticuffs over that.
Oh, man.
You're talking about fettuccine?
I will not have it on my station. I want you to play the jingle, and I'll be behind my office door. I'm making a list of people who are good at their job. I'm trying to get rid of them. Starting with Victor and Andy, and I'll move on.
No competition.
Somebody texted, we just left Mark May's house. Let's drive the bus to this Ryan guy's house.
This bus boy.
God.
Y'all got to put it on gas. This bus got him riding, boy.
All right. We'll play a little Talk About It Tuesday next, Solana. You up for it? You got some good topics?
It might be the best Talk About It Tuesday segment we've ever had, guys.
All right. You said that last week, too.
And it delivered. I delivered last week.
All right. We'll play Talk About It Tuesday. Randy Moeller is going to join us today as well. We'll talk some Panthers hockey with Randy Moeller.
For over 42 years now, 42 years, a long time, J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company, fixing, replacing, and restoring roofs here in South Florida. They practice social distancing to keep you and their workers safe. But to be honest, in most cases, they don't have to come in your home or office to fix your roofing needs. Yes, home or office. They specialize in both residential and commercial roofing. There is no job too big. There is no job too small. And the special financing offers you can get through Wide Green right now will blow your mind. Now, if somebody tells me they've been on top in roofing of a market like South Florida for over 42 years, I had to ask why. How could you do that? And Donnie, the owner, he told me it's easy. You get highly skilled workers that are experts in installing new roofs and repairing existing ones, and let those highly skilled workers bring the most top-notch material out to the job. If you have shingle, metal, tile, gravel, clay barrel roof, the best material, the most highly skilled workers, and you're going to be on top. Quality, service, safety, and health is what they promise us as customers, and I'm a happy J&K customer, and that's what we want. Quality, service, safety, and health. And if you just moved to South Florida, I'm telling you, it can rain at any moment. Hurricane season's coming. The heat's going to start coming. The wind, you just don't know what's going to happen here in South Florida. You got to have a quality roof, and that's why you got to call J&K Roofing today at 954-961-9879. That's 954-961-9879 for all your roofing needs. Give J&K Roofing a call, and J&K Roofing knows we're all in this thing together.
All right, we'll talk about it Tuesday next on Hockman and Crowder. 790 jingle.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Talk about it.
Hock and Crowder.
Ah, that song can mean only one thing. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
About it.
Talk about it Tuesday. Talk. Crank it up, Solana. Talk. There's another segment that Ryan McGuire would have hated, but we love.
Oh.
Alejandro Solana. I didn't realize, Solana, that you worked for Ryan. I didn't think you were here at that point.
Another great decision made by Ryan McGuire. He hired me.
Well, then it can't be too bad then.
Blind squirrel finds a nut every now and again.
Did you get along with him?
I may have said 5 words to him throughout my 2 years working with him. And
were you talking through the door, or was it actually to his face?
He would show up when I was already there. I was working with the Big O Show, and you know, I'd say good morning, Ryan, and it never really responded to me.
I'm not even joking. People think I'm exaggerating. People would say hello to him, and he would look at them and keep walking. Like, it was bizarre. We're in a personality business. Like, we're in a talking business. The business is talking. Solana just told you he said 5 words to him. It would be like me becoming a barber.
I thought it was just me, too. Like, I thought he just didn't like me, maybe right. My man bun. I'm actually thrilled knowing that it wasn't just me, it was you, too.
Oh, he just hated talking to people, which was so weird.
We were friends. But all he say is, oh, you got that Dr. Pepper, do you? I say, yep, bought it at the gas station. All right.
Yeah, door closed. I mean, you know, the whole thing was like with me, I was the afternoon drive guy. He couldn't really say anything to me. But like guys that were minimum wage guys or that weren't up on his hierarchy. Oh, did he bully them? And it was gross. It was gross. And I let him know.
No, you did.
Golly. All right. Let's play Talk About It Tuesday, Solana. Let's go.
All right. You guys ready?
If the first question is not is a hot dog a sandwich, you're doing your job wrong. No, all right. Let's pretend that was the first question. All right, let's play the game.
You ready, Crowder?
Ready, baby. Let's go.
Hawk?
I'm ready.
Steven? You ready? I'm getting a thumbs up from Steven. That means he's ready.
All right, okay. Yeah, let us know.
All right, let's play. Florida Panthers, they're heading into the playoffs. Guys, Chris Drieger or Sergei Bobrovsky in the playoffs? Who do you have more confidence in net?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. You know, as you were asking that, I started to roll my eyes and I was going to say, oh, it's Sergei Bobrovsky. Get out of here. That's nonsense. And then I started thinking to myself, man, did Drieger look good last night. Yeah. I mean, like, good, and they're going to be facing the same team. I guess it's not as easy a question as I thought it was going to be, because Sergei Bobrovsky is a much more highly paid goalie,
yes.
And he's had more success in the NHL than Chris Drieger, but man, Drieger's look good. I guess it's not, I mean, for me, if I had to choose, like, who's going to be my goalie at the start of the series and it'll be their job to lose during the series, it's Sergei Bobrovsky. But I don't think it's as easy as I was making it out to be.
Sergei's been to the playoffs more. He's won what they call the Vezina, the best goalie in the league.
Yeah, the goalie award, yep.
Yeah, the goalie awards. And yes, that first year, we had some questions. But this year, they were both playing. And night two, I don't mind if I see all three of them in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But you got to start Bob. And I know we've been told by multiple players, Coach Q doesn't care about your salary. He doesn't care about your lineage. He just cares about the best player on the ice. But I would have to say Bob's in net to start the playoffs.
Yeah, to start the playoffs. And then if things go south, you can go to Drieger. And if Drieger's got a hot hand, you can ride him for as long as you have to. But you got to start with Sergei. Would you agree with that, Solana?
Yeah, you're both wrong there. You got to go with Drieger. He's been the better goaltender all season long. Don't start the guy that makes more money. Start the guy that gives you the best chance to win. That's been Chris Drieger all season.
I don't know if I would say he's been a better goalie all season long. I mean, Bobrovsky has been pretty damn good this season.
You talking about the stats, Solana? Because we can look them up on save percentage and games won and all that stuff.
No need to do that. I didn't do any research.
Because if you had some facts, I wouldn't argue with you.
I have no facts. I have no research. Okay. I've done absolutely nothing to come to that opinion. It was just my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
All right, very good. Fair enough. What else you got?
Actually, Driga has a higher save percentage.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that, but yeah. I don't think, like, he says that Chris Driga has been markedly better than Sergei Bobrovsky this year, and I don't think that's necessarily true.
No, and Sergei played, seven more games? Yeah. So, but they're very close, 909 and 927. Like.
All right, guys, Tim Tebow out of retirement at 34 years old or Anthony Fasano out of retirement at 37 years old? Who you got?
Talk about it. Wait a second. Are you saying Anthony Fasano is coming out of retirement?
I am not. I am not saying he's coming out of retirement. However, if you could have Anthony Fasano at 37 years old out of retirement,
I can't believe Anthony Fasano is only 37.
Right?
I
exactly.
felt like he was 37 when he was playing down here.
He got an old face.
And I'm talking about the first time he came back for like a cup of coffee a few years ago. But the first time he wasn't he on the team when you were on the team?
Yeah, I play with Anthony. And he Parcells and them brought in Fasano from Dallas.
You're telling me Anthony Fasano is the same age as Tim Tebow?
Anthony Fasano will be 37 to start the season. Tim Tebow will turn 34 to start the season.
Okay.
I'm telling you guys, I'd rather have Anthony Fasano at 37 with tight end experience over a 34-year-old Tim Tebow with no tight end experience.
I will disagree with that. I will take Tim Tebow. I think he's got a lot of years left in his legs and his playing abilities. And yes, he's learning a new position, but he's been around football for a long time. Obviously, has a history with Urban Meyer. He's beloved in Jacksonville. I don't get all the Tim Tebow hate. I really don't. And you know me, I'm not a Florida guy, so I have no kind of connection to Tim Tebow. I just find the Tim Tebow hate to be weird.
Because he should not be doing this. He failed at NFL already. A quarterback, he played his whole life. Now he's going to go switch positions, play a physical position when you've been a quarterback your whole life. You're right. It's genius to bring him to Jacksonville. Bring him as a brand ambassador. Bring him as a quarterback coach. Bring him as a scouting assistant. Bring him in if you love him, Urban, with this damn nepotism of this dude having a job. I was joking the other day. I wish Charlie Strong is an NFL job. Maybe I have a chance. He's going to fail as a tight end. The whole thing about him stealing a roster position, in camp, you have 9 tight ends any damn way. You know what he is and what's going to happen in that locker room, I'll tell you. He's a damn snitch. They're not going to respect him. Tebow's not getting – as the 7th-string tight end, Tim Tebow's not getting up in a team meeting and talking. They're going to tell him, sit down and shut up. Nobody respects you. Trevor Lawrence is our starting quarterback. Hey, 7th-string tight end, sit your ass in the back and go run down on punt team. What about running down on punt? What about kickoff return? I don't want to wish this on him. If he does make the team, which I would bet money he won't, he will get injured because he's never played a real football position. This is a joke. This is Urban Meyer bringing in his friend. I wish I had a friend like Urban Meyer to bring me in and give me a check for a couple weeks.
I mean, that's the prevailing notion. I just don't I don't agree with it. Leroy Horde, by the way, checking in via text saying, I will fight you. Chris Driga is a lot better. He's a huge Chris Driga fan, Leroy Horde. Huge
he's
Chris
good,
Driga
but
fan. Oh, he's definitely good. It's great to have two good goalies.
This kid went the LeBron-Michael conversation. Same thing. Like, it's two greats, and you have to pick one between them. No, we have Bob that's playing well and Driga that's playing well. Why can't we just have two guys playing well?
Leroy's,
what else you got, Solana?
Leroy's won a lot of money this year, by the way, betting
I know.
The under when Chris Driga starts and betting the over when Bobrovsky starts. Like, his win percentage – betting
he's
those two
formula.
Is insane. It's like in the 70s.
And it came in again last night because there were 4 total goals scored last night, and that was the under.
Been waiting to get to this one all day. I don't know if you saw this, but the Food Network, they tweeted out a question yesterday that sparked an insane debate all day on Twitter. Which is the superior sandwich, a peanut butter and jelly or a grilled cheese?
Talk about it. So that has swept the internet, much to Ryan McGuire's chagrin. that has swept the internet the last 24 hours. And I've thought about it. The peanut butter and jelly sandwich is a superior sandwich to a grilled cheese. It's easier to make. It's easier to bring around. Easier to eat in a car in front of the TV. You don't have to add anything to it. Oh, grilled cheese is good, but you add in tomato and bacon, it's even better. Nothing to add to a peanut butter and jelly. The peanut butter and jelly, and you don't have to toast the bread. Peanut butter and jelly is the superior sandwich.
Now, with convenience, you're 100% correct, Hawk. You don't need no toaster, bread. Take what it takes, 30 seconds to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? But then you're talking about you can't eat it by the TV, you can't eat it in your car.
Well,
why
I mean,
what is going on? What are you doing?
I may have gone a little overboard with this easier to eat at the TV. I was.
Convenience, you're correct. Peanut butter and jelly's quicker. But, bro, you can have the butter with the crisp bread and the melted cheese coming down without the bacon, without the tomato. Bro, you know a grilled cheese is more enjoyable to eat than a peanut butter and jelly.
If I could only have one more sandwich for the rest of my life, it'd obviously be a hot dog. But if I could only have one more sandwich for the rest of my life, PB&J or a grilled cheese, I think I go PBJ.
Oh, for the rest of your life.
Rest of your life.
I think I'm with you too. I can't pile up that cheese and bread in me. I got bad guts.
What does Steven think? Is Steven running the board at 560?
I'm going to have to go PB&J.
PB&J, superior sandwich to a grilled cheese.
No.
If you could only eat one sandwich for the rest of your life, Steven, PB&J or grilled cheese?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Is a grilled cheese made better with bacon and tomato?
I mean, I guess. I haven't had it with bacon and tomato, so I'm...
Really?
I would assume it would be.
Solana, what do you think?
I would have agreed with you until I tried a grilled cheese in an air fryer. That's a game changer. It might be the best sandwich of all time. Grilled cheese in an air fryer, superior.
Well, wait a second.
And a peanut butter and jelly.
That falls into everything that we just said. Like, how convenient is it to make a grilled cheese in an air fryer?
It's much easier.
So you're saying the superior sandwich is the one that you've got to take out restaurant equipment now?
Well, you don't have to take it out because it's already on your kitchen counter. That's where I leave my air fryer. And I'm telling you right now, it is the best sandwich you can make. Grilled cheese in an air fryer superior to the peanut butter and
that's
jelly.
Not the question.
And
that's
easier,
not the question.
And easier to eat in your car, by the way. And easier to
not
eat in your car.
Question. It's not the question.
Get out of here. You need butter on a peanut butter and jelly. Get
Got
out of here.
Deep fried. Who said deep fried sandwich at
deep
any
fried,
point during this question?
Deep fried. Nobody's talking about deep fried. It's air fried. Air fried, totally
Whatever.
Different from deep fried. How dare
fried.
You?
It's like saying... I go with the grilled cheese because I pair it with a slab of ribs, and the slab of ribs is superior.
It's not like saying that at all.
It's exactly like saying that.
Hey, Hawk, you throw some pork in my grilled cheese, I might swing on this thing. But
it was so funny because when I was giving my explanation, I was thinking to myself, how the hell is it easier to eat out of the TV? I literally thought that to myself, and then you pointed it out. I was like, damn it. I heard it.
You walking, shaking your play. Your hands are shivering with the grilled cheese on it. Cheese on your face and shirt.
I was saying it while thinking, what kind of nonsensical point are you making, you idiot? All right. Do we have time for any more, or is that it, Solana?
Yeah, we got to get to one more.
This is it.
I've never had a grilled cheese in an air fryer, by the way. I just want to let everybody know.
That.
I just want to come clean.
In keeping with the tenor of this show, of course not.
Who do you hate more, Nick Saban or Ryan McGuire?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. That's a push for me, Crowder.
You know what? I got to go with Saban.
I'll tell you this.
He drafted me. He gave me a chance in the league. He taught me defense. Saban's way better than Ryan.
I will tell you this. Ryan McGuire did put me and Crowder together.
See?
So I would have to say Saban I hate more, right? If it wasn't for Ryan, We wouldn't be doing a show together.
Wouldn't be doing it. You know what? Get credit where credit's due. But that was one of them dumb mistakes, though. Like, can't get right.
That was a dumb mistake. Yep. Yeah. All right. That's it, Solana?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. That may have been the best rendition ever. What do you think? Solana, you vote for that one as the best rendition ever?
I do. I think that was the best ever Talk About It Tuesday segment.
Prouder, you think so?
That was good.
It was good. It was good. All right, Randy Moeller is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. We can ask him about the goaltending situation come playoff time for the Panthers. Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs are open safely for your entertainment. Cheetah Pompano is the perfect location. It's central to everything in South Florida, your South Florida entertainment spot where you can also be safe. Masks are required, and there's multiple hand sanitizing stations. So you got to make Cheetah Pompano Beach your free lunch hotspot. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? You can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 until 3. And if you haven't been there yet, this is not your typical free lunch. This is a full-on kitchen with chefs on their menu, things like wings, salads, sandwiches, not to mention their daily specials like barbecue ribs, seafood pastas, pasta carbonara, and more. You've got to check it out and see for yourself. And then, of course, you can always grab your buddies after work, head on over to any Cheetah Club, Pompano Beach, Hallandale Beach, West Palm Beach. Let them take care of you with the best happy hour and entertainment in South Florida. Happy hour runs till 6 o'clock, so you still got a while to get there tonight. Enjoy $100 bottle specials at all Cheetah Clubs Sundays through Wednesdays. That is tonight as well. You can get all the details on their website. It's CheetahSOFL.com. Quick break, and then more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
I want to see 11 targeting penalties. Kick his ass, defense!
Hock and Crowder.
This Ryan McGuire, our old program director, who wrote this cockamamie article for Barrett Sports Media. It's a good word, right? This cockamamie article about what traps sports radio hosts fall into that he still hears because he's such an expert. He's like the old West. He goes from town to town ruining radio stations. He has a duel with every radio station, and then he kills them.
It's taking them down.
I'm looking at his fourth lesson, not selling their segments. A listener's time is valuable currency. If you want it, you need to sell them on reasons to stay. Yet I still hear a lot of empty teasing from hosts. Coming up, we're taking your calls on blank. We'll talk about Mike Tomlin right after this. These statements tell me nothing, yet I still hear them being thrown out there as if they're ways to grab people's attention. There is an art to teasing and front-selling. It's not a science, and it really isn't difficult. Hosts need to put themselves in the mindset of having to make a pitch. Just because a host thinks something is good doesn't necessarily mean listeners will have the same opinion. You're competing for tune-ins with a lot of other media. You need to give to convince them that it's in their best interest to stick around with you and not channel surf. I mean, it's such an old way of thinking, but it makes sense that that's one of his things because his old way of thinking, again, Ryan McGuire gets to this station in whatever, 2000, what year was it, Solana? Do you know? It was like 2000.
I was hired in 2016, early 2016, and so he hired me. So probably mid 2015, I would imagine.
Yeah, maybe 2014 he gets it. Like, but this was his, Solana found the jingle. This was his idea of how to revolutionize QAM.
560 WQAM Miami, 96.5 WPOW HD2 Miami. We are the home of the Dolphins.
Miami Sports Radio, WQAM.
Oh, I break out in hives when I hear that. Where's my EpiPen? Give me an EpiPen.
You better not talk over it either.
Ooh. Oh, God. I mean, when is the last time you've heard a jingle like that? I mean,
Small
good
World,
Lord,
Disney.
Man.
Yeah. First thing popped up.
Miami Sports Radio, WQAM.
It it gets to you.
Unbelievable.
I know we're joking, but it was years of it too. Like,
oh my God, it was blistered on my soul.
No, it got to you. My goodness.
Len came in as the new program director, and the first order of business was getting rid of that godforsaken jingle.
You know what?
Even Len could figure that out.
When Len came in and Len wanted to talk to me all the time, I'm like, what am I doing wrong? Why does this guy keep talking to me?
That was the crazy, like, we didn't know how to react. Len didn't want to close his door. Len smiled. I was like, huh, something's wrong with the new guy. He's smiling. He's not locking himself behind his door.
Hey, Crowder, how's your day? How's my day?
What?
Been going? What? You care? Yeah, man, come on, sit down.
Len, there's bad traffic driving in today, Len. Oh, well, be safe, though. Don't get in an accident. What? You don't want to threaten me with my job? Because I'm caught in traffic? I'm caught in traffic? You don't want to threaten me with my job?
Yeah, man. It was eye-opening. Positive, but eye-opening.
Couldn't believe it. I was like, Len, you know that door closes to your office, right? Let my right hand to God. I'm not even making this up. Because I'm a people person. The Crowder and I would get to the radio station early just so that we could schmooze. We'd talk to everybody around the office. We like having conversations. And Ryan, our program director, he would just, you know, again, I'm not joking, would lock himself in his office. Lock himself. There was no, you couldn't get, you didn't know if he was there. You didn't, I could have been at the Hard Rock for all I know. He'd close that door in the morning. It opened up around 5:30, 6 o'clock. That was the last you'd see of him. And then Len gets there, and Len enjoys people as well. And Len, he starts working in that office, and he goes, you know what? I'm going to set up my computer outside, just in the bullpen area where everybody is. And I was like, you remember this?
No, yes.
And I was like, really? You're going to, he's like, yeah, I don't want to miss out on the conversations, and I want to kibitz with you guys. And it was like, what? What? Couldn't believe it.
It was a culture shock to the entire sports radio section.
It was a culture shock. It really was.
Want the jingle again?
Yes, let's hear the jingle again. Miami Sports Radio, WQAM. That's how you get them. Yeah. That's how you'll get the listeners. You need a jingle that sounds like it was sung by a cigarette company advertising in the 1960s on the Honeymooners. I mean, it was like, what? What? You're what? You're bringing a jingle from when? When? What happened? Did you get a buy one, get one jingle in 1953 and you didn't cash in the second one? Miami Sports The jingle That'll company was like, yeah, we've got somebody that actually wants this one. And they're like, really? Is it a joke? You're being pranked. You're being pranked. No, no. It's an actual major market radio station.
Send it quick. Send it fast. They're going to change their mind.
They're going to change their mind.
Send it.
God.
Yeah. When Lynn came in, it was like when I was a kid and used to go to my friend's house and their parents would be like, what do y'all want for dinner? And I was scared to answer. I was like, this really happens? Like, you get to decide your dinner. What is going on in this house? It's crazy.
That's funny. Yeah. All right. Got to take a break here. You better play this damn jingle going into the break, Solana, for bleeps and giggles. Take a break. Come back with the 4 o'clock hour of Hockman and Crowder. Miami Sports
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Take your right hand and punch your left forearm as hard as you can.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Yeah. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.